SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 21st, 2024. Most children grow up to realize there really isn't a Santa Claus. They also discover the hard way that there isn't a Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, and other characters they are taught to believe. In the same way, many are finding out that the idea of a United States of America, a country governed by law and order, is as fake as a $13 bill. Not only that, the world has recently seen proof that the USA is not governed by a president, as incapacitated Joe Biden showed recently on camera to everyone watching or seen those videos. We've also come to observe there is not genuine lawmaking as a Supreme Court and on down the line, as well as the lawbreaking lawmakers called the legislative branch of America. The ship, so to speak, has been sunk as the Titanic. Now what all see is a shell of semblance, an illusion, a mystical mirage of a country with various people and institutions acting out their parts for those who believe the story of what they are told just as little children do. The real United States, as with most of the nations of the world, are run by big money, massive, huge, unlimited wealth that operates corporations, news media, governments, on down its system. There are extremely evil people, men and women, dedicated to their secret plan to dominate the world. They control both sides of political ideology, Democrat and Republican. They told us that a long time ago, but people either forgot or never gave ear to it. President Bill Clinton's mentor, Quigley, reported it so in his book, Tragedy and Hope. People refer to a matrix, a make-believe reality. Others speak of the world of magic with its sleight of hands, illusions, tricks of the trade. These are accurate descriptions of what's going on in the United States. It is all smoke and mirrors, a deception of Satan. We're warned of this in the scriptures. It has been finally announced through a few popular media platforms that the CIA was involved in assassinating President John F. Kennedy in the 1960s. We knew that, the truth seekers. We've come to realize there was a complicated web by those who worked their plan to get Kennedy out of their way. The mafia, high-level intelligence operatives of Israel, as well as CIA, FBI, and other alphabet powers of the states. Meanwhile, the myth promoters and followers sit in churches, auditoriums, schools, and fill the streets up and down, either ignore the facts or are just ignorant of them. Either way, ignorance is ignorance, and it is not bliss. God has said through a prophet that his people were destroyed for lack of the true knowledge. In that case, in context, he was speaking of those who would not hear the truth. They would not see the truth. They wouldn't receive it in their understanding. And there's a price to pay. I speak much of this principle that the prophets, Jesus, and his apostles spoke about cognitive perception. It is communicated in two ways. One, there are people that have eyes, but they don't see. There are others who have eyes and see, but they don't perceive. This first group doesn't recognize counterfeit and fake things. They can't tell when they're being lied to. The other group sees some aspects, but is unable to connect the dots in perception and in understanding. Both of these dynamics are a horrible thing to have operating in one's life. God would have his people to see as he sees, to have true knowledge, true wisdom from above, and be of an understanding heart that he gives freely. Now, let me make this very clear. The notion of the United States is not real. It is easy to see. This is an evil country. There is a remnant of the godly people of God, and there are others who do not identify with the darkness this country has embraced. The USA was deliberately brought down in the same way a madman, false prophet, sought to destroy ancient Israel, Balaam. By bringing the people into idolatry and iniquity was the sure way of destruction of a nation with God at the helm. He has long ago said, if any nation repents of their evil, he would change from the course, bringing their demise. And the opposite is true. If any nation, and that's any nation, Israel, or USA, refuses to repent of its sin, God will turn from the plans of good he intended and bring it down as broken pottery. It's written in Jeremiah 18 and 19. Another aspect that must be realized is that the times we're in are extremely dangerous, that God's anger and judgment are evident upon those resisting him. See John 3, verse 36. We're not to be oblivious to the times and what they mean. We must know what God is doing and what he's saying. We cannot go on refusing to hear his voice and those speaking his living word of reality. To be able to tell the weather, but be unaware that we are in the last days, deserves strong rebuke from the Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wake up from sleep. To be asleep during this evil day is like walking on water with shoes made of ice. It's just a matter of time before one falls prey to the day. So many in the religious world, church going or not, are singing the wrong song to the wrong music. They're out of sync with the Spirit of God. They've been affected by the various point men serving in the agenda for world government of the beast. It has been arriving for some time now. People rolled up their sleeves to be part of their mythical salvation. Many already died because of that lie, and even more will succumb in short time to come. It's grievous to see people that profess faith in Jesus, but are so spiritually blind and ignorant. It should not be this way, but it is. Didn't Jesus ask when he returns, would he find faith? The clock is ticking. The smoke rises to heaven from the crash and burn of the world. The USA is in the crosshairs of its demise. It is plain to see if one has eyes to see and perceive. The Lord calls his people out of the world, but they disobey. He has told us not to be entangled in the affairs of this present evil age, but they disobey anyway. So many keep their hope in a government official such as Donald Trump. They think they can make America great again. They ignore what the Spirit of God says about the matter. They believe false wind of false prophets, whether secular or spiritual. This is not new. It's a waste of time, a tragic waste of life to be part of the illusion and delusion of the time. The story they tell is a lie, and you can tell so because it doesn't make sense. We can know we're in the countdown because Jesus said that the entire world, all those on the face of the whole earth, will be taken in by the snare that would come. The snare is here. It has caught all those not walking in the wisdom of God. It will continue to do so as long as people choose to be ignorant or trust in anyone or anything else other than God. That's the sure way to perish. It's a broad way, a gate open wide for all those who will believe the lie. Psalms 91 is a favorite of many. Believers and unbelievers like the sound of the words of this psalm. But it calls for intense trust in God. The blessings and the promises contained in this psalm have qualifications. So many are disqualified by things they do, things they say and believe within them. It calls for abiding near him, not far, to make him their absolute worship and faithful childlike faith. God has said in that prophecy that those who are in the right place with Jesus will not fear the terror of the hunter. The hunter is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is spraying chemicals of death high in the sky. He poisons the food and the water. He makes technology and drugs and laboratories to be injected into the simple-minded people. The food is laced with chems and hormones. The hunter has also trapped most of the minds of the world, ensnaring them with all types of addictions. But this hunter is out for the kill now. Can you see this? Do you understand? What manner of type of behavior is called for in this hour? Where do you stand? The psalm also speaks of the arrow that flies by day. In Greek, the Septuagint that Jesus used, it is the word bellows, the needle. Perhaps that will get your attention, perhaps not. The Spirit then declares for those with a real abiding relationship with God, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. They will see the punishment of the wicked sinner. God is going to deliver his people. The others are trapped. It's either or. This is the call to come to the eternal. God offers this through Jesus. Eternal life for those who believe, trust, and obey him. Come out of the temporal. The world is perishing all around us. The time of harvest has come. The Lord has his disciples to pray that he would send laborers into the field with his living word, the gospel of the eternal kingdom of God, to be proclaimed to all the world, and then it's curtain time. That time fastly approaches as the scenes show. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.